These are the saddest of possible words Tinker to Evers to Chance. Trio of bear cubs and fleeter than birds, Tinker to Evers to Chance. Ruthlessly pricking our gunful and bubble, making a giant hit into a double, words that are weighty with nothing but trouble, Tinker to Evers to Chance. Those eight lines of doggerel were first printed in the New York Evening Mail in 1910. The author was columnist Franklin P. Adams. He was referring to three baseball players whose very names in concert have become synonymous with precision teamwork. They played with the Chicago Cubs, as suggested in the Adams poem. Joe Tinker at shortstop, Johnny Evers at second base, and Frank Chance at first. Together they comprised a well-oiled infield, a surefire double play combination. One man on, ground ball to short, and like lightning, it was Tinker to Evers to Chance. Individually, they were nothing special. Alone, Tinker was distinguished by only a couple of minor statistics. Evers and Chance by themselves held no records in any category. But it was as a team within a team that they made such staggering trouble for their opponents. But this is the rest of the story. The year before Joe Tinker's death, he spoke to a college audience in Winter Park, Florida. And here's part of what he said. He said, Chance Evers and I played together for 11 years as a double play combination. Now, that's a record. During those 11 years, we set a mark for double plays that's never been equaled. But I don't know the exact number. Well, now the reason Joe did not know the double play total for Tinker to Evers to Chance was that the National League did not even begin keeping that sort of individual statistics until 1919. By then, Tinker's, Evers, and Chance were no longer a trio. So, the three never did set any double play records. In fact, when the Chicago Cubs were doing their best between 1906 and 1910, the team as a whole never ranked higher than third in the double play category. John McGraw, manager of the New York Giants for 31 years, once cited a number of double play combinations which he believed superior to Tinker, Evers, and Chance. Ferris Parent and LaChance in the 1890s. Baltimore Orioles. McGraw was with the club back then. He also named Wagner, Miller, and Abstein of the Pirates, Barry Collins and McInnes of the Athletics. McGraw's point was this. Nobody ever wrote a poem for those fellows. Now, don't misunderstand. Nobody is denying Tinker, Evers, and Chance were an incredible double play combination. It's just that they were not the best. Most everyone, including the three men themselves, automatically assumed that they were because of eight lines of verse scribbled by Franklin Adams. But you want to know something else? Generations of us have irresistibly associated those three names with close formation partnership. Tinker to Evers to Chance. Despite the fact that Tinker and Evers strongly disliked each other. They even fist fought on the field. And I mean for 1 3-year period, during the very height of their careers, those three spoke to one another not once. And now you know the rest of the story.